On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg 24, Pretoria 26, eMlahleni 25. Ratings agency Standard & Poor's has upgraded South Africa's foreign currency long-term sovereign credit rating to BB from BB-. The agency also upgraded the local currency long-term sovereign credit rating to BB+ from BB to maintain a positive outlook. However, the country remains below investment grade. Cliff Shiko reports.
According to Standard & Poor's, the upgrade reflects South Africa's improving growth and fiscal trajectory, as well as notable performance improvements at Eskom. The government says it is on track to post its third annual surplus in the 2025-2026 financial year, while contingent liabilities are likely to ease as Eskom is being reformed. In September this year, ratings agency Fitch affirmed South Africa's long-term foreign and local currency ratings and maintained its stable outlook. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda Newswatch.
Chief economist at the Efficient Group, Davi Ruit, says the latest rating upgrade is good news, but it does not mean the country is out of the woods as yet.
This is, of course, very good news for South Africa. It's not really a surprise. Remember, S&P simply fell in line with Moody's, for example. So we're still junk, and this is just we're not so far junk as what we used to be, but we're still so-called junk, so it's speculative investment rating still, but certainly a bit of an improvement and a positive outlook. That's what really excites me.
The ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula says the government failed to communicate effectively about the 153 Palestinians who arrived at Oa Tambo International Airport this week. He was speaking during the ANC National Executive Committee meeting and said that especially the Department of Home Affairs, led by the DA's Minister Leon Schreiber, has failed to effectively inform citizens.
Should they be against any laws that inform the acceptance of the Palestinians in this country and all of that, we will rise as the ANC, because we expect that the Palestinians must be granted political asylum as a matter of need, which we know, all of us, the situation that the Palestinians are in Palestine.
And a prominent Tunisian opposition figure has been hospitalized due to severe dehydration after 2 weeks of hunger strike. The co-founder of the National Salvation Front, Tunisia's main opposition alliance, has been detained since February 2023. His relatives have warned that his health conditions has severely deteriorated due to the hunger strike he launched to protest his imprisonment. More on these and other stories at jacarandafm.com. Click on News. I'm Miel Pinot, more news at 11.